now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, indeed we will. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We love to give them love. They love to give it back to us, and we have fun with it, but we don't mention them very often anymore because of the fact it's radio on the go. It's what it's all about. And no matter what kind of device you have, no matter what kind of platform you have, whether you're on your Android, whether you're on your iWatch, your Apple phone, no matter what the circumstances are, you can grab the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hotels across the globe. Yeah, we got a commercial bleed in there, but we'll take care of that in just a second here. But the fact of the matter is, it's all about radio on the go. And radio on the go is an absolutely beautiful thing. You know, when you get... Don't waste your time surfing for deals. This is where the future of radio is, my friends. Whether it's Stitcher, whether it's iHeartRadio, whether it's iTunes, it doesn't matter where it is. You can grab it, you can be there. And it's all about not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well. And, that's the whole thing. Used to be radio all about it in the car. Got any car, you weren't listening to radio anymore. Not the case anymore. You're in your office, getting ready to go to work, whatever the circumstances are, boom. You got your device, you're there. Most important for us, the American Forces Broadcast Network. And it's a relationship that we've been a part of for a long, long time. The Jefe Ron Barr established it. It's been continued ever since then. We're proud to be a part of it. And if you're overseas and we're bringing you a little bit of taste of home, we're happy to be there for you. We're going to step aside. On the other side, we're going to set the table and get this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack underway. Don't go anywhere. We've got a big show in front of us. I'm Bob Black. He's Joe Spano. Be right back.
There are 75 guys in my firehouse. We do 5,000 runs a year. The loud noises of the bells, the sirens, and you come home and you have a dog barking there, you have your wife yelling at the kids for not putting dishes in the sink or whatever. That's okay. It's all good. I leave the craziness at work, and when I'm at home, I really enjoy having that madness in a different way.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in-store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter is Mario Thang, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. Well, let's set the table, my friend. We got a huge show in front of us with some history being made last night, and anytime there's history made in sports, we're here to talk about it.
We sure are, Bob, and the show is going to be dominated, particularly in the first hour, by the NBA. You talked about history. Golden State Warriors win their historic 73rd game of the NBA regular season. Set a record, eclipsed the Chicago Bulls of 95-96. We'll talk about that. Kobe rings the bell for 60 on a record-setting 50 shots in his final appearance as a Los Angeles Laker. That's going to be the focus of our number one, along with the playoff seedings being set, the playoff pairings being set. We'll dive into that. Time permitting, as we roll out hour one and into hour number two, we'll probably talk about the NBA coaching carousel as that's already started to spin. And maybe there'll be some other news that we get to as time permits. But the focus for most of the show is going to be the National Basketball Association. In hour number two, we've got a couple of guests. 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 after hour number two, Mark Gonzalez from the Chicago Tribune joins us. We'll talk all things Chicago Cubs with him at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Chanda Gunn and Dr. Blanca Vasquez will join us. Chanda is a gold medal winning Olympic hockey player, and Dr. Vasquez is our doctor, and they'll be here to talk about dealing with epilepsy and the stigma associated with it.
Yep, and it's a huge show, as we said. We got to start with the basketball, my friend. 60 on 50 as Kobe steps off the stage. Absolutely amazing performance. It was a record-breaking 50 shots. I've already heard the naysayer, well, you know, he took 50 shots. Yeah, well, he made damn near half of them. You know, he was pretty efficient, all in all, and I thought he had the best line in his farewell speech to the crowd as he was getting ready to go out the door. He goes, my entire career, 20 years, all I've been hearing is pass the ball, pass the ball. He goes, tonight I was hearing, don't pass the ball, don't pass the ball.
Well said, Bob. You know, and really in many ways, Kobe exits the stage in storybook fashion as, you know, the Lakers were down 10 in the closing minutes of this one. Kobe scores 15 points in those closing minutes to bring the Lakers back from down 10, and they win this one 101-96. So in so many ways, a storybook ending. Everything from Kobe, you know, it was a great night for Kobe, but you could see this is old Kobe, not the Kobe of old. And even in scoring 60, you can see that it's the right time to step off the stage. He had the 0-for-5 start. You know, there were moments within this game where he looked like old Kobe, not the Kobe of old. But all in all, a great performance, and it was really dominated by his will and that trademark will to win and will to excel that has driven Kobe throughout his career. It was one of the things that made him one of the great players of all time and one of the great winners of all time, and we saw it on display last night. everything from overcoming the 0-for-5 start, you know, late in the, you know, throughout the first quarter, to putting up 23 in the fourth, to bringing them back down 10 by scoring 15 in the closing minutes, to just keeping himself going as he was an exhausted Kobe Bryant and a near 40-year-old Kobe Bryant. And you can see this is the right time to step off, but he stepped off in completely storybook fashion. Everything from the great individual performance to leading his team to the comeback victory on the Staples Center's floor on his last game as a Los Angeles Laker.
Oh, no question about it, man. And you know, let's not forget, they were going up against a team that was playing hard. This wasn't a gimme where they were just giving him shots. This was literally Utah playing for everything they had. And Kobe stepping up, and you could see it, and I think that's a very apt way to put it. It's not the Kobe of old, it's old Kobe. But the fact that he had 60 points in him. I mean, when we were talking about this yesterday, did you have any vision that this was going to go down this way, that he'd put on this kind of performance? I know I sure as hell didn't.
Well, I didn't know about 60, but the one thing I did know, and we talked a little bit about it going in, we kind of knew that in some ways it would look like an all-star game in that they were going to feed him the ball.
Right.
You know, once this game tipped off at 10:30, neither team had anything to play for. It's been an awful season for the Lakers. All they're playing for is personal pride, and there isn't much of that on that roster. And for the Utah Jazz, the Houston Rockets had won their game
right
earlier in the night. So the Jazz had nothing to play for but pride. There was no playoff berth at stake for the Utah Jazz. So once this all set up like that, one of the things I really knew was going to happen, okay, they're going to feed the ball to Kobe a lot. It's going to be one of these nights, like an all-star game, like somebody's last all-star game where they decide, you know what, we're going to make sure this guy takes center stage. I thought that was exactly what they would do here. That's exactly what they did. I certainly didn't think it was going to be 50 shots center stage because, well, to be honest with you, nobody takes 50 shots in an all-star game, a regular season game, a playoff game, or any other type of game. He set an NBA record by taking 50 shots. So if you ask me, did I think it was going to go down like that? Well, not to this extreme, but I certainly did think he would get a lot of touches. I thought he'd be the Lakers' leading scorer, and I thought it would be an opportunity for Kobe to shine. But this went beyond my wildest dreams on so many levels, from the volume of shots, from the fact that Kobe was in a position and able to bring them back in a game down 10 late in the fourth quarter and really show that trademark will, as I said before. I thought that was great because on top of everything else, the scoring was great. But, you know, for Kobe, going out a winner in the last game was the most important thing, and being the catalyst of that comeback march down the stretch to win the game, I think that was probably the most important thing for Kobe Bryant. And a fitting ending to a career where he not only put up great numbers and scored like crazy, but he was one of the all-time great winners in NBA history with 5 NBA championships and 7 NBA finals appearances, Bob.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. He made an interesting statement. He talked about the fact that as proud as he was of the championships, he said he was as proud, if not more so, of the tough times when they were down and they had to rebuild and get themselves back up to championship caliber. And if anything is going to propel him to staying in basketball on some level, and I mean, look, he's always going to be around the game, but as far as being an administrator or a coach or, you know, some type of executive within the Laker organization, and if he does, that's where he's going to be. I like that attitude. I like that fact of, you know, it's easy to ride the wave when you're on the surfboard and everybody's handing you the rings and the plaudits and everything's good. But when the surf is rough and you're having a hard time and you're getting beat up on every ride that you're taking in, that's when the two true champions rise above and they show their mettle. And I really like that. And I thought that's piggybacking what you were talking about. I thought that the fact that he was the guy that was the catalyst of everything that went on last night, and not just the shots, bringing them back in and the energy level that was being played. And it wasn't just four guys standing around watching Kobe. They were participating on defense. They were hustling. They weren't taking the shots, but they were still involved in the flow. And yeah, he did go out a winner. It was fitting. And I'm glad it wasn't a game where Utah won by 15 and he had 11 points and you know, he looked like just an old man going out the door. It was fitting for the end of his career and something I enjoyed watching.
It was a fitting ending, but as you watched the game and as great as the effort was, you could see this was the right time to go. There's
not a
lot of NBA caliber greatness left in Kobe Bryant. And a couple of examples, if you watched the game or you even checked out a highlight package, you notice that at this point, the lift or lack thereof, how many times did he go up for dunks and they ended up being funny-looking dunks slash layups? You know, that's where he is athletically at this stage of his career. This 60 he put up, pure will. And a will and willingness to be great, a desire to be great. And that's what showed in this one. More on Kobe Bryant's triumphant finale on the other side before we roll into the Golden State Warriors piece of history. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
It is about having the heart of a champion, and it was shown in many stages yesterday on two different stages specifically, one involving a record-setting performance by an individual and another one setting a record as a team. But we're talking about the individual right now, and the individual is Kobe Bryant and the performance he was able to put up yesterday. And before we went to the break, Joe, you couldn't have been more accurate. You know, it's a body that has 20 years of NBA playing. It's time to step off the stage. You saw it yesterday, but it was still willed to a remarkable performance.
Yeah, by the way, just so everybody understands, guards don't play 20 years. I mean, really, nobody plays 20 years in the NBA. But if you ever notice, the few guys that do in NBA history have those really, really long runs where their career actually goes 20 years. You ever notice who it is?
Oh, yeah.
It's usually front court men, specifically centers. You know, and they become limited contributors at the end. The guys like Robert Parrish, who hung on forever because of his shrewd financial decisions. You know, Patrick Ewing hung on a long, long time. A lot of these bigs, it's not a lot, a handful of bigs can hang on and push 20 years in the league and push 40 years of age and become bit contributors over those last few years. Even those guys are few and far in between. But quite honestly, guards really don't go past 35 or 36 ever. To get to 40 the way Kobe Bryant has, and to play 20 years in this league, is unheard of at the guard position. The fact that he hasn't been the same since the torn Achilles and age creeping up on Kobe, that's not an indictment of him and what he's done. It's just the realities of life and what it takes to be a guard athletically in the NBA. He's continued at the back end of his career to will himself to excellence. But, you know, clearly, as you watched this game, you know, and this game is a microcosm of the back end of his career. You can see he still has the guile, the guts, and the desire to be a superstar player like he was for the first 16 years of that 20-year career. What he no longer has over the course of 48 minutes, over the course of 82 games, is athletically the gifts to do it anymore. As you said, 20 years of basketball on an NBA level, plus all that youth basketball, it's more than anybody can handle. And I thought the ebb and flow in this game, some of the struggles he had at times, coupled with some of the great success, and even within that success, like some of the dribble drives where there's opportunities for dunks. You know, he's now at a point in his career where he can't dunk. I mean, you saw it. He had one that kind of dribbled in, one that became a layup slash dunk. So that's where he is athletically. But what he did last night was a testament to the will and an illustration of the will that drove him and was one of the key elements in the success that he had, not only as an individual player, but as somebody who excelled at winning.
Yeah, I think that's a really fair statement. And you know what the thing is, too, with it, Joe? And you talked about the guile, the intelligence. As the body started to betray him, he was still usually the smartest guy on the court. And if you remember, you know, going all the way back, he always worked hard on his game. And his game was truly a complete game early on in his career. He could do everything. Rather than relying on strictly the physicality, which was there, and he could sky with anybody, he worked on his outside shot. He worked on his dribble penetration. You were comfortable when he had the ball in his hand because he would create for others regardless of what popular opinion was. So, you know, when he was handling the ball, it wasn't that he was going to, he's going to lose the ball unless he took the shot. Everything about his game was complete. And so when it went to the latter portions of his career, he was able to outthink it as certain parts of his game betrayed him. When he had that Achilles injury, and I remember saying it on the air, I thought he was done. I really did. And he came back, and he had a great year after the Achilles injury. And I was like, I can't believe this guy came back and did this. And, you know, he had the whole blood-spinning thing that he did in Europe, and maybe it helped, maybe it didn't. I don't know. But he came back, and he had a terrific year. But then, you know, you turn around, and again, as things start to fade, He was always able to compensate. The sad thing about it is these last couple of years, they were just so bad.
Right.
That the spotlight was on how he had faded so much rather than anything else that was going on with the team. Well, had they been a good basketball team, the decline would have been less noticeable. You would have said, oh, okay, he's getting to that point in his career where he's deferring a little more and they're still winning and everything else. But everything really got exposed these last couple of years just because of the fact that, you know, there was nobody around him who could do anything with a basketball.
Well, perhaps, you know, I think you made a good point through all of that. It was all very accurate. But one of the things you talked about with the lack of talent around him, you know, his limitations became exposed even more. And I think that's a very significant point, in that if there was other talent around him on the basketball court that was quality and this was a winning team, maybe his limitations would have been able to hide them with that guile, with that smarts, and become somebody who, while he was always a very good passer, people question how much he did it, but he could have done a great thing and, you know, provided his experience and facilitated the offense of others a lot more. But as you said, how are you going to facilitate the offense of a bunch of guys that stink? So if there were some more pieces on this roster the last couple of years, you might have seen Kobe Bryant as he was fading into the background a little bit as far as being a star caliber player, do a lot more to facilitate the growth and offense of others on the basketball court. And maybe you see Kobe Bryant, instead of being the scorer and volume shooter, it's Kobe Bryant 15 points a night, 8 assists. You know, he maybe becomes a little bit of a different player in those back years as the athleticism declines. But I think you made a great point. The dearth of talent with the Los Angeles Lakers doesn't allow that to happen.
Yeah. There's just not much there. And, I mean, as they go forward, you know, they're in the lottery again, but I'm looking at this team and Clarkson, Russell, and Randall. There ain't much else on there that I'm going to want to keep.
Yeah, but you know what the good news is? That's great. Kobe goes, right? You know, unfortunately, yeah. Kobe goes. All the other spare parts go. You're the Los Angeles Lakers. You have a boatload of money. You have another lottery pick that could be right at the very top of the lottery and become an impact player along with the three impact players you got. Well, now all of a sudden you got an opportunity to go out shopping in free agency with all kinds of money available, and maybe, just maybe, you can build around some special players. The big problem for the Lakers, the whole saga with D'Angelo Russell and Nick Young, it's going to make it very strange when you go into this offseason and you go shopping for free agents and people say, well, you got some talent, you have some vacancies, you got that lottery pick, you go over, but do I really want to share a locker room with D'Angelo Russell? He'll tape me and put it out there. You know, there's all kinds of trust issues around the league relating to D'Angelo Russell, and I'm wondering in free agency how difficult that'll make it for the Lakers to go shopping for the prizes that they're interested in.
Well, you know, you and I discussed it a couple of weeks ago when it happened, and you know, we're a little bit different on this. You think it's going to be pretty tough. I think because of the fact it's the Lakers and the money's there, that it might be a little bit easier, but I think there are going to be issues. You notice how the Lakers have handled it thus far, Joe, and that is by not handling it. They really have kind of just ignored it since it happened. Now, I don't expect them to keep it alive themselves because of the fact there's such negativity around it. But after the initial, you know, he's young, he's dumb, he made a mistake, and the apology and all the, you know, it's pretty much been a non-story. And I guess that's the approach of the organization, how they're trying to go about things. I don't know that that's going to work. I think, as you very aptly pointed out at the time, these players talk to one another. Mm-hmm. And if Joseph Randle, for example, is talking to somebody he knows in the league who's up for free agency, and he says, you know, this guy's a douche. And I'm looking to get out as soon as my availability comes, you know. And it becomes, oh, okay, well, maybe I don't want to go there. I'm going to be real curious now that all that money is freed up, and, of course, seeing who they get in the draft, what direction this franchise takes. And by the way, they're not stable in the front office either. You got two siblings that are feuding. You know, you got a little bit of speculation as to whether or not Byron Scott's going to come back or not. And, you know, let's see how it all plays out. But not a good situation for the Lakers.
You know, I mean, obviously the one thing we agree upon, they can get free agents. The guys I'm talking about are the guys that can actually have the luxury of making those choices. Is this the place I'm going to choose? Because you talk, they have a lot of money, and it's the Lakers. So a lot of guys will go. But the guys that you want to give that money to, those difference makers, they may not choose the Lakers because they have their choice of destinations.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse in the NBA than giving out bad deals and giving your money to whoever will take it because the guys you want to take it went somewhere else and took somebody else's money.
Yeah, no question.
On the other side, I guess we'll turn the page on Kobe Bryant and start looking at the historic regular season of the Golden State Warriors, capped with a 125-104 pasting of the Memphis Grizzly last night at the Oracle. We'll break it down next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The Spano and Black Attack.
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Twitter is your thing, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA.
Well said, Bob. Again, to kind of tie up and wrap up Kobe Bryant and his greatness for his career, which we talked about a lot yesterday and talked a little bit about today, and the greatness of the performance last night. It was just a great night all the way around. From Magic Johnson's speech, which was actually in English, which is rare for Magic. Anybody that watched his talk show would know exactly what we meant.
He's evolved a little since then.
yeah, a little bit. But, great speech by Magic. The star power that was in the Staples Center last night was terrific. Everything from Shaq, Jack, of course, Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg with his Kobe sign. You know, it was fun. The speech by Magic I liked. Again, awesome video tributes, not only in pregame, but throughout the game at every timeout. It was just an all-around incredible evening. Kobe capped it as few could, Kobe being one of those guys, with really the storybook ending in every way. And it was such a good story that it literally almost blew up Twitter. And it really was the story that ended up getting the lion's share of the attention on this NBA night that had a couple of historic stories. The exit of Kobe Bryant, and now the history-making 73rd win in the 2015-2016 regular season by the Golden State Warriors, who eclipsed the 95-96 Bulls, who they were tied with at 72 going into last night. So really, you had two historic stories plus a bunch of games that had playoff ramifications, and Kobe Bryant's night really took center stage, and as great as the Warriors' night was and as historic as their night was, they were in many ways relegated to the back burner because of what Kobe did, the star power around Kobe's night, and the impact of Kobe Bryant's career.
I think that's a fair statement. And, you know, the other part of it, look, it would have been blown up even more than what it was. But, you know, again, regular season is regular season. Is this historic? Absolutely, it is. But winning 73 games, I mean, let's be honest about it, Joe. If they don't win a championship, it'll be, oh, they won 73 regular season games. Great.
We won't even talk about them. I've said this many times. If you break a regular season, single season win total, and then you don't win a championship, you're a footnote in the history of your sport. And I'll cite a couple of examples.
I'll give you one.
I'm going to give you three. I got you beat. 2007 New England Patriots, undefeated regular season, win two playoff games, losing the Super Bowl to the Giants. Does anybody ever talk about them as an all-time great NFL team? They do not. Nope. Does anybody ever talk about them when there's an undefeated season every year, undefeated team, you know, as the season unfolds in the NFL every year? No, they always talk about undefeated Miami. They'll be drinking the champagne. Nobody ever mentions New England because they didn't finish the job. I'll give you another one. 2001 Seattle Mariners.
There you go.
Set an AL regular season win total, tied the all-time regular season win total with some Cubs team around the turn of the century. Well, they got knocked out of the playoffs in the ALCS by the Yankees. Does anybody ever talk about the Seattle Mariners of 2001?
Nope.
No. And here's another one. I told you I was going to give you three. I have three off the top of my head, and I'm sure I'm missing a bunch, and you said you had one. I don't know if it was any of these three. 2014-2015 Kentucky Wildcats basketball. They were supposed to be the greatest team since the invention of sliced bread, right?
Yep.
Well, they steamrolled through the regular season. They steamrolled through most of the NCAA tournament. It got tight as they moved along, and ultimately lost in the national semifinals to Wisconsin. Does anybody ever talk about that basketball team as one of the all-time great college basketball teams in the history of the game?
Absolutely not.
All right. So those are just three examples of what happens when you set a regular season record and don't finish it with a championship. You become a footnote in the history of your sport.
And no question about it. And, you know, like I said, I was mentioning one. I was aware of the other ones, although Kentucky I had forgotten about. I'll throw another one at you, and it goes way back in time, but it's still relevant. And that's the 1954 Cleveland Indians, 111-43. Mm-hmm. And that's at the time when the Yankees won every year. You know, you basically played for second place in the American League. Not only did they win 111 games that season, they go into the World Series against the San Francisco Giants. Not only did they lose the World Series, they got swept.
That's a good one. I mean, and you were around. You were a much younger man then. You were probably only in your 30s then.
I was the backup catcher.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you remember that one well. But all kidding aside, that was one that didn't even pop into my head. And again, it's one of those things. They don't pop into your head. In order for you to come up with that one, you had to flesh it out in some way. I know in order for me to come up with these three, I kind of had to flesh it out. I had to put some real thought into it and start looking and start searching. They didn't pop into my head. And the reason they didn't pop into my head, nobody thinks about teams that don't finish.
That's it.
And those teams didn't finish. So for all the Golden State Warriors have done, and it was capped by that 125-104 dismantling of the Grizz at the Oracle. It's a great story. If you lose in the Western Conference Finals to the San Antonio Spurs, or you lose in the NBA Finals to the Cleveland Cavaliers, well, you're a footnote.
Yep.
And, you know, we've talked about it a little bit on this show. Was the risk they took by not resting guys and going for 73 worth the reward of a regular season record, especially if you don't win the championship? And I think unequivocally we can say the answer to that is no.
Fair.
You know, but I've, you know, so it's going to be interesting to see, as great as this team is, and they've gotten even healthier down the stretch, getting Iguodala back, getting Festus Ezeli back, it's going to be interesting to see how this team performs in the NBA's second season, the postseason, with the fact that their other key competitors, or their key competitors, I should say, all judiciously rested their players throughout the season, and in particular late in the season. San Antonio, you know, is going to go in as ready and rested as they possibly can be, because Pop has judiciously rested his guys throughout the season. In Cleveland, Tyronn Lue has judiciously rested LeBron James. And you see it all over the league. So the only team that really didn't rest their guys amongst the contenders is the Golden State Warriors. So I'm intrigued in the NBA's second season, by the time the Warriors get to the Western Conference Finals and likely face the San Antonio Spurs, will there be a lack of freshness with the Warriors? Will they be the more tired group? And perhaps will that close the gap between those two teams and ultimately undermine the Golden State Warriors' chances of repeating as NBA champs?
Well, I'm going to say no. And I'll tell you why, because it's something you and I discussed throughout the season whenever we were talking Golden State basketball. And that's the fact that Steve Kerr and Walton, when, you know, in the beginning of the season, literally from the start of the season, they were a deep team. And their stars, although they play obviously the significant minutes, they don't play the wear you out minutes.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And with all the blowouts as well, I guess, and I'll let you run with this, Steph doesn't play a lot of fourth quarter. You look at last night. He played 30 minutes. He didn't play a fourth quarter. So maybe that's a factor. I think that's a good point. Run with that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, to me, it's these other teams that were literally scrapping to be in the playoffs the entire year. Once they were established that they were in, whether, you know, they decided they were going to jockey for a little position, whatever the circumstances were, that's one thing. Pop has always done it. And,
so
and
Pop,
you know,
Pop invented it. I don't think anybody right. ever done it before him. Now everybody does it, but he invented it. He started doing it as this roster started to get older, and he said, well, that's my yep. that's going to be my way to excel, and boy, has it worked.
Well, and even with his younger guys on the roster still, I mean, he rests Aldridge. He rests guys that are in their prime just because he wants them to have fresh legs, and his approach has always worked. But with Golden State, their depth and their ability to blow out teams so far into the basketball game where the fourth quarter almost became irrelevant, I think it goes a long way in making sure these guys do have fresh legs. Once they made the decision, hey, this record is within reach, and we don't have to alter our game to get there. We're just playing our game. We're playing things exactly the way we play it every single game throughout the entire season. There's nothing different that we're doing while we strive towards this record. And as you said, you know, Steph, he sits in the fourth quarter a lot. Klay Thompson sits in the fourth quarter a lot. You know, they use Bogut judiciously. And the way they have worked this, I mean, it may rear its ugly head. I don't see it as an issue. I think they're just going to go along exactly as they did in the regular season. And hopefully for them, they're still blowing out teams and resting guys in the fourth quarter.
Well, I think that may be something that'll mitigate their this issue as they move along in the playoffs. Because I get it. You're not the first person to bring this up. You're one of a handful of people who in these discussions has brought up to me, well, they rest their guys, but I decide to pull up their minutes. Steph Curry still plays 34 minutes a night. Klay Thompson, 33. Draymond, almost 35. You know, the rest of the guys, it's not really a factor in that. They're not the true stars, and they don't play those kind of minutes. But to me, teams like San Antonio and teams like Cleveland in that regard will have a distinct advantage. I think what could mitigate that advantage over the coming 3 weeks is blowing out Houston in the first round of the playoffs, getting some rest there, both in-game and in a short series where you can wait for the winner of the other first round series that's going to determine your opponent. Maybe same thing in the second round, possibly. I think if they get an easier run through the playoffs than some of their key competition, that may mitigate some of the advantages that their competition was able to get by judiciously resting guys during the regular season. I think a lot remains to be seen. But I think one thing we'll all agree upon, they took a big risk to get this reward, and it's going to be interesting to see if it pays off or not.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I mean, look, they've got the track record. They have the ring. So until they lose, it's tough to question it. But I think it's a valid question all the way around, especially when you consider the approach from almost all the other teams who are in the playoffs in the league, of course, led by Pop.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question as we go out the door. I'll give you my answer on the other side, and I want you to weigh in with yours in the short segment. Considering they have the all-time single-season, regular-season win record, considering that they did not lose to a team twice this season, none of the other teams in the league beat them more than once, no back-to-back losses, best road record in NBA history for a single season at 34-7. If they go on to win the NBA title, are they the greatest team in NBA history? We'll answer that question as we wrap up Hour 1 on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What do you think we are, a bunch of stiffs?
Well, I wouldn't call them stiffs, but I don't know if I'd call them the greatest team ever either. And Joe raised a question before we went to break. I'm going to let him answer it first, and I'll weigh in here in the little short segment before we go to the top of the hour. Welcome back.
You know, single season excellence, Bob. If they cap this with an NBA title, when you consider that they'll probably have to get through a San Antonio Spurs team that was also a historically good team and a Cleveland Cavaliers team with LeBron James on it, I think if they go all the way and win the NBA title, they are the single greatest single-season team that has ever existed in NBA history. All apologies to so many of these great teams, be it 95, 96 Bulls, 86, you know, 85, 86 Celtics, et cetera, with their exploits and what they've done, they would be the greatest single season team in NBA history.
Single season team, no question about it. And that's my answer as well. You set the record during the regular season. And if you go, you have your back-to-back championships, you get another ring. There would be nobody to measure up. I mean, the only one really would be the Bulls. Dynasty-wise, that's still to be determined, but single season, I don't think there would be any question. Best ever.
Well said, because the dynasty, they would be on their way with two straight, but as you said, they'd have a lot more work to do before they'd be considered a dynasty for the ages. But single season, we're both in accord. If they finish the job, greatest single season NBA basketball team ever, EVA. Well, on that note, we're going to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will be back with a jam-packed hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Police in riot gear called to separate Trump supporters from protesters at a rally in Pittsburgh last night. Supporters chanting USA and build that wall while protesters shout profanities. A few people getting arrested for pepper spraying officers and Trump supporters. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz at a town hall event on CNN last night laughs off the suggestion that the Republican Party is stacked against Donald Trump and in favor of his own campaign.
I think anyone who knows anything about Washington knows that the establishment is not rooting for me, that they have been battling me every day I've been in the Senate.
Cruz also saying he's not ruling out former GOP rival Marco Rubio as a possible VP pick if he wins the nomination. Well, some are blaming Kobe Bryant this morning for breaking Twitter during the final game of his NBA career. The Lakers star's hot shooting appeared to have burned up the social media network, which went down for about 30 minutes during last night's game. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Boston officials making security a top priority after next week's Boston Marathon. Mayor Marty Walsh saying authorities are learning from recent terror attacks around the world.
This year is going to be no different than what we've done over the last couple of years. This year especially, we're paying close attention to the recent events that happened in Paris and Brussels and San Bernardino.
The mayor saying that there's currently no credible threat to the marathon, which will take place on Monday. Donald Trump raising some eyebrows after an odd question during a rally in Pittsburgh last night.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
Now, some are saying that Trump seemed unaware that the famous Penn State football coach died several years ago, but many think he was most likely referencing a statue of Joe Paterno that was taken down at Penn State after the Jerry Sandusky child sex trial. And Coachella will turn into Bernie-cella to support Bernie Sanders. The Music and Arts Festival in Indio, California, going to hold a rally for the Democratic presidential candidate next weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The Donald Trump campaign gets some good news from a Florida prosecutor.
Donald Trump's campaign manager will reportedly not be prosecuted after an incident last month with a reporter at a rally in Florida. Corey Lewandowski was charged with battery when he was accused of intentionally grabbing and bruising reporter Michelle Field's arm at a rally in Jupiter, Florida for the GOP frontrunner. Politico is reporting that the Palm Beach County State Attorney is going to announce on Thursday that he's decided there's not enough evidence to prosecute Lewandowski. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The prime suspect in the Paris terrorist killings might have had his eye on a German nuclear research center. German newspaper saying that Salah Absalim had documents about a German nuclear research center in his apartment. He's suspected of playing a major role in the attacks that killed 130 people in Paris last November. People who eat a lot of fast food could be exposed to more of a type of chemical that's believed to disrupt hormones. USA's Anthony Lacerra with more.
Those chemicals, known as phthalates, are found in plastics that are often used in fast food packaging. Researchers at George Washington University found that people who eat the most fast food have up to 39% more of those chemicals in their blood in comparison to those who eat less or no fast food at all. The phthalates could end up disrupting hormones in your body, and the CDC says exposure to the chemicals has been shown to affect the reproductive systems of lab animals. Phthalate levels are regulated in food in Europe, but not in the U.S.
Anthony Lacerra reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And Sports Byline USA is the place where we get it all done. And hopefully you've been a part of the network for a long time, as we have. But we appreciate your participation. We appreciate the participation of all our affiliates. But it's all about radio on the go here on this show. We talk about that a lot, but Joe, we have a guest right after this break, so let's set it up for him on what hour two is going to be here on the Attack.
All right, Bob, real simple. It's two guests, and in between, me and you will weigh in on a couple of other things. We'll wrap up all the NBA talk, and that's where we're going to go. But at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, right on the other side, Mark Gonzalez from the Chicago Tribune will talk to us about all things Cubs, as we're a little more than a week into the Major League Baseball season. And at 40 after hour number two, Olympic medal winner in hockey, Chanda Gunn, joins us along with Dr. Blanca Vasquez. And we're going to talk about living with epilepsy and the stigma associated with it, and a really cool comic book that they've done to enlighten people and educate people about epilepsy, Bob.
Yep, that's a terrific cause. And, you know, what better spokesman than Chandra?
Exactly right. So that's at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. And in that segment right in between, you know what we'll do? We'll wrap up the NBA. Maybe we'll take a quick look at some of the playoff matchups in kind of rapid-fire fashion coming off of all the action last night, and talk a little bit about the coaching carousel as it continues to spin, or it starts to spin out of control now that the regular season is in the books.
A lot of jobs available.
Yeah, some good ones, too. On the other side, Mark Gonzalez, Chicago Tribune, joins us next to talk all things Cubs with us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack. You're checking us out on Sports Byline, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
There are 75 guys in my firehouse. We do 5,000 runs a year. The loud noises of the bells, the sirens, and you come home and you have a dog barking there, you have your wife yelling at the kids for not putting dishes in the sink or whatever. That's okay, it's all good. I leave the craziness at work, and when I'm at home, I really enjoy having that madness in a different way.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in-store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold. We have Mark Gonzalez joining us, but a little bit of breaking news here. It looks like the Tennessee Titans and Los Angeles Rams have agreed to terms on a trade, with Tennessee trading their number one overall pick, and we will get to that in the next segment. But we are joined by Mark Gonzalez from the Chicago Tribune, covers all things Cubs, and comes off to a terrific start, and he joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Mark. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
We appreciate your time. You know, we'll get to the fast start and the injury and everything in a sec, but let's take it back to the off season a little bit and spring training, in that, you know, make the playoffs, bow out, and the philosophy of the team looks like they are going for it and they expect to go for it this year. Talk about the approach of management and the team spring training leading into the regular season.
Yeah, it's an interesting landscape, just the way Theo Epstein's rebuilding program is crystallized. And you see this young nucleus, kids like Chris Bryant and Addison Russell and Kyle Schwarber before he got hurt. That future is sound, it's intact. But then you have another layer of guys such as Jake Arrieta, who can become a free agent after 2017. And they figure the way the team's constructed, why not accelerate this thing, go for it now, the next 2 years, especially because there's no telling if Arrieta's going to re-sign with the Cubs. He'd like to. He's represented by Scott Boras, and Scott usually likes his guys to explore free agency. So there's a two-year window. They decided to rev things up. They went out and got Jason Hayward and Ben Zobrist to fortify their offense, then add John Lackey to provide that big bridge in the rotation right in the middle. So this is how the whole team has been sculpted. They're certainly going for it right now, but they also have some long-term promise.
Oh, absolutely. It's a young group in Chicago and a young core, and in many ways last year they're almost a year ahead of schedule in the minds of many. But that said, they move forward, and it was a great offseason. You talked about the addition of Zobrist. You talked about the addition of Jason Hayward. But even after it's all said and done, you bring back Dexter Fowler, and you have tremendous outfield depth. And this is the one team in Major League Baseball that could overcome the loss of the Paul Bunyan-like Kyle Schwarber. So talk a little bit about, not only you talked about the frontline talent, the pitching, the bullpen, the prowess at the plate. Talk about how deep this team is and how much of an ability they're going to have as the season unfolds to withstand injuries and have that depth be able to space everybody out, rest everybody, and be well rested for October.
Yeah, because, you know, you hate to see a guy like Schwarber go down for the whole year, but if there's one area where they had depth, it was the outfield. In fact, when they re-signed Fowler in late February, but he said, well, how are you going to split up all the at-bats and keep guys happy? And they said, you know, unfortunately, sometimes injuries take care of that, and they sure did. And the outfield's still pretty good with a Gold Glover like Hayward in right field, Fowler with all his experience. And then you give a chance to a guy like Jorge Soler, who's only 24 or 25 and has gobs of a promise with power and great throwing arm. He's going to get a shot out there. But then you have a guy like Matt Caesar coming off the bench. He's a speedy guy, you know, off the bench from the infield. Tommy Mostella, he was 6-for-14 as a pinch hitter last year. He's a left-handed bat off the bench. Chris Bryant, a solid third baseman, can play the outfield. So they have a lot of moving parts, and they don't drop off too far. So this has been a nice construction project by Theo Epstein and his staff, just playing the what-ifs in the offseason and addressing them very, very well.
You know, and you talk about Theo Epstein and his approach. Let's talk about Joe Maddon and his approach. Joe and myself have just been a big fan of his for a long, long time, and it seems to be the right fit in the right place at the right time. In a lot of teams, the injury to Schwarber would have derailed them, at least at the start of the season. They haven't missed a beat thus far under the stewardship of Joe Maddon.
No, they haven't. In fact, one thing that's amazing, and I point to this last year in August, you know, sometimes rookies start to tail off and they just hit a wall, but they seem to get stronger under Joe. And, you know, Bryant had a strong 2 months to finish the season. And Joe has a way of pushing the right buttons, you know, revving things up a bit. He was worried about August, but they responded with one of their best months in franchise history. And he says adrenaline takes care of itself in September, and it did. He also keeps things loose. You guys know about the theme costume trips, you know, with the onesies on the red-eye flight back from Los Angeles. And he keeps the bench guys sharp as well. I mean, guys like Mostella and Caesar will play here and there, so when they're asked to step up in a key spot, they're not overwhelmed by the moment.
I think that's a great point. We're joined by Mark Gonzalez from the Chicago Tribune. We're talking all things Cubs here on the Spano and Black Attack. He loves deep teams, even more than he loves star-studded teams. He loves to mix and match, and he loves to keep his bench sharp and involved, which was amazing considering he was an American League manager for years, and it's much harder to do there. So he'll have a field day here mixing and matching these pieces and keeping them sharp and fresh, and it'll pay dividends come October. That said, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about Dexter Fowler coming back. It's one of those under-the-radar signings. It was good fortune that smiled upon the Cubs. How important do you think his return is for a couple of reasons? Number one, it allows Jason Hayward to stay at his best position defensively right field. And also, you know, he's a solid center fielder and a versatile piece. How important do you think his return is to this mix for the Cubs? And do you think it's one of the big reasons for their fast start?
I think it's one of the biggest reasons for the fast start, that he checks off a lot of boxes in that. I think you really underestimate his leadoff abilities. You know, he finished strong last year, the last 2 months, but overall it was a okay year from can't say great. But right now he's a man on a mission. He's playing with a chip on his shoulder. I think he feels that the other teams that needed leadoff guys kind of threw sand in his face, and he's really responded. I mean, his on-base percentage is well over 500 right now. Plays in a good center field. Really sets the table. And then I think the other thing that you mentioned, too, he puts Hayward in his his best spot, right field. And Hayward makes a diving catch last night to save a run. This guy is spectacular in right field, but it just makes everybody better. And I think that's been a real key for Fowler, because Maddon always tells him before each bat, as you go, we go. And I think that Fowler's really taken at the heart.
You know, one more from me before I turn you over to Bob and we kind of wrap this thing up here a little bit. We've seen this team, great offense. They're near the top of the league in runs scored, home runs. surprisingly, they're pitching very well this year, and they're near the top of the league in ERA, and they're far and away the team with the biggest runs differential in the league this year by a wide margin, in addition to only having one loss on the year. Is there an Achilles heel on this team that we may see exposed over the course of 162? Is it the depth of the starting pitching? Is it the depth in the bullpen? Talk to us about some of the sore spots, as it were, of the Chicago Cubs.
I would say, from my eyes, there's maybe two potential delicate areas. One is the starting pitching. I don't think they could afford an extended loss to any of their top three starters, namely Jake Arrieta, John Lester, John Lackey. You know, they looked at the market last year for starting pitchers, and they figured, hey, we're probably better off having more tight fixed costs with Lackey. But having said that, if one of those three goes down, and then they got to take a converted reliever guy who might have long starting experience, but now is in their bullpen. Now they'd have to stretch that guy out. The four guys in mind are Trevor Cahill, Adam Warren, Clayton Richard, and Travis Wood. The other area is with Schwarber out, and I know Schwarber didn't have a long resume as a catcher, but you have Miguel Montero and David Ross. When Montero's 32, still got a pretty good bat, sometimes shows sign of age back there behind the plate, and David Ross is 39. So if either of those two guys goes down, then you might have an issue there, especially because they're such good game callers, run a good game, that you'd be placing a lot of weight on the other guy, and it would show, especially with the summer months around the corner.
Well, Mark, we appreciate the couple minutes. I'm going to let it go at that. Joe covered a question that I was going to ask, but let our audience know how they can reach you if they want to get a little more on the world of Mark Gonzalez and the Cubs.
Yeah, my Twitter handle is MB Gonzalez, and I'm always eager to hear from fans.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. You're a terrific writer, and we'd love to have you on back down the line as the baseball season unfolds in front of us. Thanks for your time.
Take care, guys.
Mark Gonzalez from Chicago Tribune. Terrific writer, Joe. He really brings it. There's a lot to talk about with the Cubs. We could probably go on for another half hour with them, but I think you raised a couple of interesting points. You know, the Achilles heel, if anything, is in their pitching, still lack of depth. But they showed last year that they're willing to make the moves to deal with that if it comes up.
All right, we'll talk about the big trade at the top of the NFL draft on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
Welcome back. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY, at Span56, at Bob Black 71. And, Joe, big news out of the NFL.
Yeah, it basically trumps anything else we were going to talk about. And I guess we covered really the NBA pretty darn well. We covered Golden State's historic drive to 73, put all that in perspective. I think we did a great job of covering Kobe's last game. You know, coaching carousel will wait another day. A preview of the playoffs will wait another day. That's really all fine. The only thing I'll ask before, and we'll make this quick before we dive into that number one pick trade, is which one, if you had a ticket and could only go to one or could buy a ticket to one and only one, which one would you have went to last night?
Ooh, Kobe.
Okay. You know, it's funny. A lot of people I talked to, everybody was on the side of Kobe. It ultimately ended up being the one that got the attention. I was in the minority because I said Golden State's drive for history. And it seemed like only me and ESPN saw it that way. And I'll tell you how I know ESPN saw it that way. Who were the announcers for the Warriors game last night? It was the number one crew, Breen, Van Gundy, Mark Jackson. Where was the Golden State game on last night? ESPN. Where was the Kobe Bryant finale on? ESPN 2.
Yep.
So basically ESPN and I saw it the same way. But we weren't a very good representation of the general public and the general public as sports fans because it was Kobe Bryant and what he did that blew up Twitter, not the Golden State Warriors and their drive in history.
Well, I'll tell you why it was different for me, and it goes back to what we talked about earlier in the show. You know, it's all great that they got the 73 wins, but the chapter is still to be written as to whether or not they're the greatest team ever.
Fair enough.
We'll find that out. The legend stepped off the stage last night. I know he's one of the greatest ever. That's what I wanted to see.
Fair enough. And, you know, I just thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That kind of covers all things last night, NBA. You know, tomorrow we're going to have Zach Buckley on from the Bleacher Report, and he'll help us preview the playoffs. We'll talk about some of the matchups. We'll talk about the coaching carousel. We've got plenty of time to cover all of that. But when news like this breaks while you're on the air, you dive right into it. And the Los Angeles Rams have moved from number 15 to number 1, something that I didn't think could possibly happen. I knew that Tennessee wanted to move down, but I didn't think a team with the 15th pick in the first round would have enough to get there. Well, apparently they do, because the Titans will receive the Rams' number 15 overall pick, 2 second-round picks this year, numbers 43 and 45, a third-round pick, number 76, and Tennessee will also get Los Angeles' first and third-round picks in 2017. Now, I heard about I saw the deal just as you did, and because it pretty much hit everybody at the same time. And I've been thinking about this, and in many ways, I'm perplexed. And what I mean by perplexed, I understand Tennessee stinks on ice, and they need help all over the football field. And potentially, this is the kind of move that can help them restock the coffers. And they got a nice haul for that number one overall pick. Where my issue lies with Tennessee, generally as a rule, when you have the number one overall pick and you want to trade down, you need to stay in the top 10. That's where the difference-making franchise players are normally drafted. They moved all the way down to 15. That concerns me. And I don't know if because of that I necessarily would have done this deal if I'm Tennessee. They did get the mother load as far as the volume of high draft picks that they were looking for. And if you're the Rams and you're Les Snead, well, I guess you really realize, despite everything you had said, that you need a franchise quarterback and that Case Keenum and company that are on that roster are not the answers to the quarterback position, because you have, in essence, mortgaged your entire future in order to get said quarterback at number one overall. And if the quarterback doesn't pan out right away, and even if he does, with the volume of picks that you mortgaged for your future, you may not have a future. So Les Snead may be the guy that drafts the franchise quarterback for the Rams, but he may not be the guy there to finish the project because, quite honestly, they don't have any picks, Bob. To move up from 15 to 1, they gave up basically two entire drafts.
Yeah. I mean, I get your point about wanting to be in the top 10. I guess after weighing it out, that John Robinson and the Titan management figured, all right, there's enough volume there to compensate for the fact that we didn't remain in the top 10. Mm-hmm. From that other than that aspect of it, I love this for Tennessee.
Yeah. It's a first, seconds, it's a third, it's next year's first, it's next year's third. It's a lot.
As you said, they stink on ice. They've got to start filling holes in this organization. Otherwise, you know, Mariota's going to turn into Carr. he's going to get beat up so much it's not going to make a difference whether he has the skill set or not. You know, he'll be out of the league in 5 years because he won't be able to walk. But, you know, from the Ram perspective, boy, they better hope the quarterback they pick is the guy. Whether it's Wentz, whether it's Goff, they can't miss. I mean, no. If they miss, they're done as a franchise. And here it is. I mean, look, I get it. You move into the Los Angeles
the truth
market.
Les Snead may be done as their general manager anyway. Even if Carson Wentz, let's say it's Carson Wentz, even if he is the guy, it's going to take him some time to develop. And with the dearth of talent around him, by the time they're any good, because they traded away all the other picks, Les Snead will probably be out of a job, but hey, he went for it now. I guess the only consolation prize for the Rams is, well, look at Tennessee's fourth yeah. round pick as well and their sixth round pick. But, you know, there's a chance it's going to be hard for them to put pieces on offense around whoever that quarterback is because, well, they're not going to have any picks for the better part of 2 years.
Yep. Nothing could be more fair. Now, I don't know what ownership and their perspective is cranky, whether or not they're willing to be patient with Carson Wentz. And, I mean, assuming he's the guy. But, you know, they re-upped Fisher, so they're evidently going to be patient with him. We talked about the players that they cut loose in the offseason who were at one point stars, not so much anymore. I'm assuming they have a plan sliding into this Los Angeles market. And I guess maybe that came into play here, Joe, in that you're sliding into LA and they want to make a splash. Well, they just made their splash. They better hope that the pool's full of water and not empty in the off season where their pick ends up hitting concrete at the bottom of the pool.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, but I mean, the Rams are really going for it. Franchise quarterbacks are a rare commodity. And it's kind of ironic. The Rams were on a receiving end of a trade very similar to this Washington wanted to get RG3. They recouped a bogey, you know, a mother load of draft picks. Didn't make a difference. They didn't win any games. So now they go on the other end of it to get the quarterback, and they give up the mother load of draft picks. It's going to be intriguing for their sake. You got to hope that Carson Wentz is the guy. And all indications seem to be that Carson Wentz is their man. So they better hope he's the man, because that'll make this trade worthwhile, even if it does take them some time to win because of the lack of draft picks that they're going to have for the next couple of years. You will have gotten your franchise quarterback. Big risk, potential for big reward. But as you said, we're going out to Los Angeles. We can't just stand pat and do nothing with a franchise that doesn't seem very close to winning and would have an extremely pedestrian quarterback situation with no chance of getting any better. You've solved that here. You've taken a huge risk. Only time will tell whether it pans out or not. Again, there's a very good chance that it does pan out, and Les Snead is still not there.
Yeah, Joe, it must be the philosophy of the organization that he's the only guy in the draft worth making this move for. Because let's be honest about it. There's other quarterbacks that would be there at 15 without you having to give up 43 and 45 and 76.
But who were they? They're nowhere in the class of
allegedly
Goff or Wentz. Well, when we look at it on paper and we look at what people think in the draft, it's Wentz, it's Goff, and they're considered a significant cut above Paxton Lynch, Connor right. Cook, and guys of that ilk. So you're probably right. We think this is our franchise guy, and this is our only chance to get the one that we want. We're going for it. We're giving up the mother load. Let's hope it works. Again, you know, Les Snead, the Rams GM, is certainly on the hot seat, and this is a move that reeks of that desperation. Again, either way, it could be a move that he doesn't get to see come to fruition in that before the Rams are good, he might be out of a job anyway, but he might end up being hailed as the guy who drafted their franchise quarterback. That said, you look at this from Tennessee's point of view, and again, you get it. We talked about it. They stink on ice. They need help everywhere. Problem is, can they get that stud left tackle that they want moving all the way down the 15? Both Tunsil and Stanley could possibly be gone at that point. So they took a risk by moving that far down. And despite this big cavalcade of draft picks that they're going to receive, it may not end up being the reward they want. We'll talk about it more as we get closer to the draft. But on the other side, Chandigun and Dr. Blanca Vasquez join us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. So keep it where it is.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE. 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And hopefully here in just a minute, we'll be joined by Chandra Gunn and Dr. Vasquez. And but boy, this NFL breaking news, Joe, it's a huge story. And, you know, we can go back and forth, and we'll try to get somebody on to talk about it a little bit more from the Tennessee perspective. But a big move and a risky move. Not so much, I think, for the Titans. I mean, I think ultimately they're going to reap a whole lot of real good players out of this, but certainly for the now Los Angeles Rams.
Well, I think there's risk involved for both sides. I mean, I think the Titans reap the mother load as far as the volume of picks and high picks. I mean, the Rams, obviously, they mortgaged two drafts, in essence, for the chance to get a franchise quarterback. If he turns out to be the franchise quarterback, well, then the risk was worth the reward. If he doesn't, and he just turns out to be good or fair or lousy, and, you know, you can go on and pick whatever adjective you want, it's probably not worth it. Here's the risk for me for Tennessee. You traded out of the top 10. You stayed somewhere in the top 10. You still could have got your man. You talked about protecting Marcus Mariota. They desperately need a left tackle. Where is said left tackle? You move all the way down to 15, and the two best left tackles on this board are gone. And again, I understand, you know, you draft these left tackles early, and it's not like it used to be. You plug them in, and you didn't worry for 10 years. Some of these guys, and a lot of them, don't pan out. But no Ronnie Stanley, likely, and no Laremy Tunsil. So now you're going to the third best left tackle on the board. And, you know, so there's a risk there, because the conventional wisdom outside of the top 10, you're no longer getting franchise-type players within the first round of the draft. And honestly, the drop-off after the first two tackles is pretty significant in this draft. So to me, that's the only place where there is that risk. And that said, let's switch gears and let's talk epilepsy and let's talk hockey, as we're joined by Olympic medal winner and hockey star Chandra Gunn, along with Dr. Blanca Vasquez. Ladies, hi. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know, ladies, let's talk a little bit about this wonderful comic book that's being launched that's teaching kids about a disease that's scary, it has a stigma attached to it, and you're doing it in a little bit of a fun and lighter-hearted way in some cases to eliminate that stigma that's attached with epilepsy. Talk about this great comic book that you're doing and the help that it can be to young people.
Well, you're right. Explaining it in a fun way is really helpful to young people. The comic book is called Medi Kids Explain Playing Sports with Epilepsy, and it's about myself. I get to co-star along with a 12-year-old called Hannah, and we get to, in the comic book, walk through our diagnosis and how scary, like you said, and how confusing it can be to a young child to have epilepsy and the perceived limitations, and it walks us through how we turn to hockey to cope with those things.
Chandra, talk about your own experience here for a second. An Olympic medalist, an elite world-class athlete, but someone who had to overcome epilepsy on a personal level. Talk about your journey and how you arrived and how you were able to do that while fighting a disease at the same time.
So I was diagnosed when I was a young child, and it took some time, but I was able to get my seizures under some control, but still suffered seizures from time to time. And I think getting your seizures under control is a big focus, but continuing to play hockey, because it was safe for me to continue to play, it was more of overcoming obstacles, but it was really dealing with my condition versus, you know, waiting for a cure. It's just managing my seizures versus trying to overcome them, I guess.
You know what? Let me ask what's more of a fun and lighthearted and good-natured question. What's it like seeing yourself memorialized in ink, as it were, as a comic book character? Is that a unique kind of cool?
Yeah, you can say it was quite comical. I did end up thinking I looked a lot better in cartoon than maybe sometimes in real life.
That's funny. Dr. Vasquez, I want to throw it out there to you. Medicine is ever evolving. And talk about some of the advances. You know, you're involved, you're director of clinical trials at NYU. And talk about the advances that have happened since people, I don't want to say first became aware of epilepsy, but it was almost a shunned disease to where it is now, and the cutting edge of medicine that NYU is able to afford.
Absolutely. We really are living a very exciting time in epilepsy care. We have not only new treatments, but we also have a great emphasis in living well with epilepsy to the full potential. And that's where this initiative between SI and Medicaid makes sense, because we're talking about wellness, playing sports, being part of a community. Also, it's a tool that helps us to go out there and communicate about epilepsy care. So all the advances in medications are pairing with other things that we do to treat epilepsy as a condition of wellness.
You know, Dr. Vasquez, and we're joined by Olympic medal-winning hockey star Chanda Gunn and Dr. Blanca Vasquez here on the Spano and Black Attack. You mentioned playing sports and doing things. Epilepsy is no longer a disease that has to limit you and stop you. And with the advances that they've made in medicine and technology, there are no limits to what those with epilepsy can do. Everything from being an Olympic medal-winning hockey player to splitting the atom to being a captain of industry.
So we partner very much with each individual patient, and everyone will have something different, and we will have safety as a main consideration to allowed our young adults to participate, just like Chandra's story and Hannah's story. But there are many steps that we have to educate the family, the coaches, the teammates, the classmates, to provide that safety comfort zone that our kids require to living to their full potential.
Well, you know, Dr. Vasquez, one thing for me, and this is for the women who listen to our show, and believe it or not, we do have some. some of your focus has been on women's health, obviously, but specifically epilepsy and pregnancy. Talk about that a little bit, the dangers that have been involved in the past and the encouragement and the progress that is being made now.
Absolutely. A great emphasis has been put in the past decade to use the medications that are right for preconception, for pregnancy, or just across the reproductive years, from a young girl to getting to be in the menopausal years. It is important to know that it is not the same because of the hormonal changes. There are many medications that are now available that were not available before. So, yes, we have made a great deal of progress. And things like this actually make us very happy to get the message out there that it is not just about seizures, but it's tailoring to children, like we did with ASIDE and Medicaid in this partnership with this book. And it's also the women's health issues that is unique for that population. We also have specific needs for men in epilepsy as well. It's also the elderly. So not only do we advance in the treatment, but we're also advanced in communicating to our patients that they should ask the doctor. They should ask the doctor, what else can we do to make my epilepsy not only better controlled, but easy to live with?
You know, Chanda, your story is one of triumph, you know, overcoming epilepsy to win a bronze medal and play hockey at the highest level for females, you know, Olympic hockey, then moving on to coach hockey. You know, you've really done it all on the ice. Growing up at times, it must have been tough. You know, you obviously, this comic book comes about because of some of your struggles growing up, not only with the disease, but also the stigma attached to it. Talk a little bit about those experiences growing up young with epilepsy and, you know, some of the cruelty maybe you dealt with in school, because one thing about kids in school, they're cruel.
I think that having success, I think, came with managing seizures versus overcoming them, and it is a struggle and a journey. And as you can imagine, as a young person, even understanding yourself is a struggle. And, you know, like you said, that's where explaining things via a comic book and illustrations is really helpful. And it's not helpful only to the child learning to manage their seizures and what's happening to them, but also, you know, the children and even adults around them, because there have been situations where children or young people are denied the opportunity to participate regardless of their, you know, clearance as far as neurologists go, just because everyone around them is so scared and they want to do the best thing for them. So the comic book really does help to kind of break down that barrier and to read about, you know, a girl and an Olympian who have both overcome obstacles in managing their seizures and found success.
Chanda, as we let you go, please give us the information on where you can find the MedKids comic book. And Dr. Vasquez, before we let you go as well, please just give us more information where you could find more general information about epilepsy. Chanda, you go first, please.
The comic book, I'm so excited for everyone to download it. It comes out today, and it's on advancingepilepsycare.com. And if you go there, you can get a free copy.
So epilepsy information is very much available, and I encourage everyone to learn and be a partner in this relationship with the doctor and to try to ask the right questions.
Ladies, thank you very much for your time. It's an important topic. Continued success. Hopefully the comic book just flies out of there, and we appreciate your time. We'd love to have you back somewhere down the line. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Chanda Gunn and Dr. Blanca Vasquez, Joe, a very important topic. And, you know, when you see an athlete, a world-class athlete at that, who's been able to overcome those obstacles, it's good that she's giving back.
Exactly right, Bob. I couldn't have said it better, so not going to add a thing. I think you said it well. And, you know, it's always great. Sometimes we bring those cool stories to you. We brought you Maurice Ashley yesterday, one of the great, you know, the historic chess player and trailblazing chess player. And, boy, did we get some positive feedback on that. And I'll talk to you about that off the air. I think you'll be real excited to hear some of the things that are going on. And I'll reach out to you later on today and talk about that. But a lot of people loved the interview, and it made quite an impact.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, man.
But as we kind of get ready to wrap up this segment, you know, before we got on with Chanda and Dr. Vasquez, we're talking about the trade. I don't know that I love it for either side. The Rams take a huge risk. I like the volume of high picks the Titans get. But if they kind of don't get their man at left tackle, I'm going to find myself I think the trade's going to leave me wanting from Tennessee's perspective as well.
Okay, I'll tell you why I disagree on the other side.
Fair enough. We're Spano and Black on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Span56 at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, Tennessee Titans trading the number one pick to the Los Angeles Rams. And the reason why I like it better than Joe, and ordinarily I would agree, you got to stay in that top 10 for the impact, guys. But here's the thing. Even with the depth of what's gone on today and all the draft picks that Tennessee has accumulated, there's still going to be a bad football team next year. Will they be a better football team? Yeah. But they're going to be a bad team still. They will more than likely land in the top 10 in next year's draft. And they will have the Rams pick on top of it. So if they don't get their left tackle in this year's draft, they can go stopgap. There's a couple of guys out in the market. Will Beatty comes to mind immediately. But there's some people out there still on the market that they can grab to make sure Marcus Mariota doesn't get run over like a steamroller for a year. And then address the issue long-term in next year's draft. And with that and the volume of draft picks that they've accumulated, within 2 years, they could be a pretty damn good football team. We'll see whether or not they try to address left tackle in this year's draft. But I'll tell you what, there's guys still sitting out there. I don't think they make a move on somebody until this year's draft has been determined. And they go from there. So we'll see how it plays out. I like it a little more than Joe. Thanks to Mark Gonzalez. Thanks to Dr. Vasquez. And thanks to Chandra Gunn for coming on board. It was a terrific show today. Hope you get to listen to it on Best Of. It's on between 3 and 5. 3 Pacific time and 6 Eastern time here on the network, 2-hour block. Hopefully it's on. If not, there's other terrific programming. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.